In addition to congressional races this November, several states are taking up legalizing marijuana in some form. So far, 9 states and Washington, D.C. have legalized recreational marijuana, and 31 states and D.C. have legalized medical marijuana. In Utah, there's a proposition on November's ballot to legalize medical marijuana. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is among its critics. It says that Prop 2 lacks safeguards to protect the state's children. Church leader Craig Christensen spoke this month with KUER's Radio West.
We support the medicinal use of marijuana as long as it has appropriate safeguards. Proposition 2 goes well beyond those appropriate safeguards, and that's why we're engaged in this conversation. We invite all people. In fact, we've encouraged the leaders of the state to come together to find the appropriate solution. We should all be in this together as a community, figuring out a way to address the issues of those children, of those individuals that suffer from chronic pain. And our purpose is to really assist in alleviating that human pain and suffering.
Those behind Prop 2 in Utah argue that medical marijuana will help curb the use of narcotics and that it is one of the most conservative medical marijuana laws in the country. In 1996, California became the first state to legalize medical marijuana. In 2012, Washington State and Colorado became the first states to vote to legalize recreational marijuana. But it wasn't until this year that the first social cannabis club opened in Denver. Joining us now is Rita Saluk, who is co-owner of that club. It's called The Coffee Joint. Rita, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And your business, by the way, was the first in Denver to get a license for social consumption. There are now 2 businesses total that have that type of license in the city. What does that mean? How does it work?
It means that people can come and they can consume cannabis product in public.
Which you couldn't do before. Even though pot was legal in Colorado, you couldn't actually consume it in public.
Correct.
But they can't smoke in your shop, right?
They cannot. We have an indoor clean act in Colorado. Hmm. You cannot smoke indoor, and we don't have a patio.
So what do they do?
They vape, they dab, they consume edibles.
What does it mean to dab, by the way?
They have a rig. They put water in a rig and put a little bit of wax or shatter or life resin, and they consume by mouth through the rig.
Mm-hmm. And then they hang out there for a while?
Yeah.
And what do they do?
Different things. Some people just come in with luggage from airport. They put in pins on our maps where they're from, looking at things, wowing, sitting down and consuming. For maybe, I don't know, usually I'd see people there between 10, 15 minutes and maybe an hour or two. Mm-hmm. There we have a office room where they sit down around the table, or we have a big room where there are several tables, and it's kind of an entertainment room where we have also ping pong table, we have projector, we have several TVs. Mm. They kind of hang out. It's a good place to hang out. People working from there. I've seen a lot of people coming using our Wi-Fi.
Done.
Yep. I have seen people in suits calling CEOs of other companies.
Huh.
Be interesting to know if they understand where they're calling from.
Right, exactly, right.
But they're saying that cannabis helps them to concentrate.
And do you have music playing in the background?
Sometimes, yeah.
What kind of music?
Sometimes jazz. Jazz, mm-hmm. Like I see here. Sometimes we have nice music that's playing. Usually it's clean. It's nice establishment to hang out, very friendly atmosphere.
But it doesn't sound like a bar.
No, it's not a bar. It's, I would say maybe it's Starbucks on steroids.
Starbucks on steroids. Okay. And people are not allowed to drink alcohol, right, in this establishment?
Correct. No alcohol.
Why do you think that is? That there's you can't both consume marijuana and consume alcohol in the same place?
I don't know yet. I don't know where it started. I think they're just concerned that they don't know effects of how those two are going to interact together.
How would you like to see the regulations change?
I want to do more with research. I think that's what people are struggling right now. They're trying to understand. Now when they consumed in a lot of places, they wanted to understand what they actually consumed and what it does for them. So I want to see a lot of research. I want to see a lot of education. We had a couple people coming and not feeling well. Some of them coming when they're already not feeling well somewhere else and asking for advice before they would go to emergency room, because they would overconsume.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, we think that there's so much we can do with cannabis that we are not doing. We think that people need to be educated. There's nothing wrong with the product. It's just people need to understand and do it right. Just like wine sounds really nice when it's in a glass in the right occasion. And it could be not so nice when it's consumed under the bridge.
Hmm. Now, you cannot sell marijuana inside the consumption club, but you do have a dispensary that you own next door, right?
Yeah, we have a dispensary similar ownership next door, and there is a door that connects into.
So do you think that the regulation should change so that you can sell it in the club?
It will change. It will change the cannabis market in Denver, and I don't have an answer for it. It definitely will help clubs like this to become profitable.
Mm-hmm.
But do they want to have more places where they're selling cannabis or not? I don't know how to answer.
So do you think that most of the people that are consuming in your club are buying from you as well?
A lot, because we're waiving consumption fee when they're buying something next door. So it just makes sense to buy something.
Okay, so otherwise you have a consumption fee that they have to pay.
Correct. It's
$5. $5. How many people come in the course of a day?
Sometimes in a busy days, like during holidays, like Labor Day, we were really busy. Or 420, we would have hundreds of people coming. But normal day, I would say maybe throughout the day, about 50 people.
If you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Rita Tsaluk, who is the co-owner of a social consumption club in Denver for marijuana. It's called The Coffee Joint. Rita, I want to switch gears now and ask you about marijuana etiquette, because this is something that a lot of states now with legal marijuana are having to deal with. What kind of questions do you get from people about how to be a polite marijuana consumer?
They're actually not asking those questions, but I think our environment kind of dictates them of how we want to see them as a consumer. We were very concerned that we will become a place where homeless people will just hang out and it's going to get quickly dirty and unmanageable. But it's actually the other way around. People coming and they behaving better than we could have imagined. We really didn't have to tell them how to behave. They driving it in a really nice direction. I think they were in need of place like ours.
Do you think it's acceptable to carry out a business meeting while sharing an edible?
Absolutely, because you can do the same thing with alcohol. It just depends. You have to know your audience.
But that doesn't happen that often with alcohol, does it? I mean, I've never been in a business meeting at my place of work and had somebody open up a beer in the middle of a conference room. I guess maybe they'll have some champagne if we're celebrating something, but just a tiny bit.
Right, but you probably can imagine going to the lunch meeting when somebody will order wine during lunch meeting. That's socially acceptable.
So it's the same thing, you think?
I think so. And we've seen business meeting from cannabis industry happening at our place where they all consume it together. And I think that's totally acceptable and fine. And it looks something I would participate in. Looks nice.
We had a producer who brought in a guest into our studios for an interview about the marijuana business. And the guest was dressed in a suit, but apparently just totally reeked of marijuana. Do you think that's acceptable?
I don't think so, because I don't think you expected him to behave that well.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, I don't think overconsumption, it's not actually good with alcohol or with mm-hmm. cannabis. So if people noticeably overconsumed, probably not good.
Are there different rules of the road depending on where you are? Like if you're at a friend's house or in a hotel or at a concert, do you think that the rules are different?
Absolutely. Just like everywhere. And if you in a concert, you have to be respectful to the concert establishment and to musicians. And if you're in a hotel, it's still not home. Not your home. You have to be respectful to whatever it is. And in your home, you can do pretty much more of what you want if you don't bother other people.
So as I'm asking these questions and I'm hearing your answers, I'm thinking, you might think, why is he asking me all these questions about marijuana? It's the same thing with alcohol. But I think for a lot of people, this is very new. It feels different than it does with alcohol.
Yeah. And when people come into us, somebody asked me before, what kind of people coming? And I was able to kind of break them on two big categories. Some people coming and they said, is this for real? Is it true? Oh my God, let me put pin on the map. That's impossible. Another group coming and they said, oh my God, that's license. I'm going to consume here. I'm going to be on cameras and watch me. I'm consuming. Those two big groups of people. And then we have locals. We have just people, curiosity traffic, and it's good.
That is Rita Saluk, who is the co-owner of The Coffee Joint, a social consumption club for marijuana in Denver, Colorado. Rita, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure.